Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The words for our consideration come from the first chapter of John, the selected verses. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. We pray. Great indeed, O God, is the mystery of our religion. Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, the Word who was with you at the beginning and who is truly God from eternity, was manifested in the flesh to be our Savior and Redeemer. Thanks be to you, O God, for your inexpressible love. It means life to us, life everlasting. Amen. In Christ Jesus, the epiphany of the Almighty God in the flesh for our salvation. Often the unbelieving world thinks that passing more laws will bring light to our darkened world, but instead, the darkness only increases. The darkness that surrounds us has its source in the sinful hearts of the human race, yours and mine included. And sadly, most think that the Christ child, whose birth we just celebrated, would grow up for the sole purpose of being a fine example for us to follow, a new lawgiver. Those who think this way remain in the darkness of their sin and in death, enveloped in the darkness of self-righteousness. We gather here regularly to contemplate how the light that shines in our darkness is God himself, come in the flesh to give us life. We acknowledge this in the proper preface used for Holy Communion at Christmastide. We address our Lord and say, "It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, for in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory, that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may be drawn to the love of those things which are not seen." Jesus did not come simply to lead by example, but he came to be our holy substitute. This Holy One, born of Mary, is your substitute, your personal substitute. And God made his dwelling among us in this world of sin and evil so that he might perfectly do what you need to do and to receive the thorough punishment for that which you have done, which you are not to do. And this is the light that has dawned in our darkened world. You come here not as people without any problems. You come with hurts and sorrows. And you come as those who have hurt and who have caused sadness. The world pretends that since we are celebrating Jesus' birth, families gather together and there is peace and love all around. But we all know this is not the case. We try to be at our best behavior during our holiday celebrations, but a look, a comment, a mother's, even silence can bring the simmering emotions of ill will, past unresolved grievances to the surface in a matter of seconds. Sins not forgiven, grudges held for years, perhaps even decades, often explode all around us, and harmony is broken by our sin. Looking into the manger for an example to follow, for some moral guidance, will only condemn us all. And rather, we peek into the manger to see the deepest mystery of all. God himself come in the flesh to save us from all our sin. And what appeared to be a helpless, vulnerable baby lying in a feeding trough in an open stable was God Almighty, taking our place, starting already as an infant, your substitute. The Christ child brought peace to you from God. He took your place in condemnation. You believe and trust that all your sins are forgiven for the sake of his body given and blood shed, the very body and blood born of Mary. You believe and trust that you stand in the holiness born of Mary. You love this light because it means life for you. Don't be distracted by the world around you, which loves darkness rather than light. You see, the unbelieving world thinks that this light will expose its evil, and it seeks the cover of darkness, as though God will not see that evil. You know and trust that this light purges you from all evil and covers you with his brilliant righteousness, and you live even now. You are not required to comprehend this wonderfully deep mystery, but to believe it, and that you benefit eternally on account of it. The mystery of God born of the Virgin Mary is believed by those who also have been given that mysterious birth. You are a child of God, born not of natural descent nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. And you too have been touched most personally by this deepest of all mysteries. Its blessings are received by you through faith, even while you live in this world of death and darkness. When the angel appeared before the shepherds, the night sky was lit by the glory of God, and they were terrified. But the angel, you remember, said, "Do not be afraid." This was not the glory of God associated with Moses and the strict demands of the law. Rather, it was the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. And so the angel announced, "I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord." Jesus is not a new lawgiver, but the ever-living deliverer in the flesh, a deliverer of all lawbreakers, delivering us from sin, death, and hell. This one was not born for himself, but to you, for you, bringing you even today light and life forever. Amen.